Since the U.S. Supreme Court issued its 5-4 ruling in the Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission case in January 2010, the floodgates of unlimited and unaccountable money have been pouring into U.S. political campaigns. Attempts made to pass congressional legislation to mitigate the effects of the high court ruling that supported the expansion of secret corporate campaign contributions in U.S. elections have thus far all failed. Therefore, it's not surprising to find that a record-breaking amount of money is being spent in this year's midterm election by so-called dark money groups, a class of nonprofits that are prohibited from coordinating with candidates and are not legally required to disclose their donors. These groups have provided the funds for more than half of all spending by outside groups in this year's most competitive U.S. Senate races. A new report from Public Citizen underscores the dominant role secret corporate campaign cash now plays in U.S. politics. The report titled The Dark Side of Citizens United found that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is the nation's biggest spender of undisclosed money in the 28 of 35 congressional campaigns it's involved in 2014. According to the analysis, the chamber has spent an average $908,000 per race, and nearly all the more than $32 million spent has gone to support Republicans or oppose Democratic candidates. Your reporter spoke with Sam Jeweler, communications officer with Public Citizen's U.S. Chamber Watch and author of the Dark Side Report. Here he discusses how the deregulation of campaign spending brought on by Citizens United threatens to disempower and discourage voters, making government less transparent and less accountable.
There's a huge explosion of dark money spending this campaign cycle, and it's being led by the Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber, as of the date that we looked at the numbers and is still true now, has spent approximately what the second and third place spenders have spent combined. It's spent, in the races that it's entered, averaged almost $1 million in each one. It's been the biggest dark money spender in 28 of the 35 races it's gotten into. And it's spending especially highly in Senate races. The chamber has spent an average of $1.7 million per Senate race, and this was about a week ago, so these numbers will be higher now. Another important thing is that the chamber has spent exclusively against Democrats. They have spent, there are a few different categories, but they've spent either to support Republicans or to attack Democrats. Early in the primary season, they did spend against some Republicans because they were trying to defeat Tea Party Republicans who they didn't think would be winnable in the general election. But the chamber under Tom Donahue has become especially partisan and really just representative of the Republican Party and the pro-business at all costs, pro-big business mentality.
Sam Jeweler, in the report, you talk about the pernicious effects of dark money, secret money, hiding the donors' names and their obvious self-interest in backing particular candidates. Discuss for us a bit what you see as the negative effects of this secret money flowing into these campaigns.
So basically, in a democratic system, the people are supposed to hold the power and the elected officials are supposed to be accountable to the people. It's pretty straightforward. And there has to be a certain level of transparency there. We have to know who the elected officials are getting their money from, who is giving them resources to get into power. And the more undisclosed spending that happens in these races, the less accountability there is to the people, because we don't know who is paying for these ads. We don't know who is providing the resources, providing the money that candidates can use for staff. There's just not accountability when people are able to get into office and promise legislation to corporate entities and then receive funding for ads. And oftentimes these are dishonest ads that are not even elevating the public discourse. You know, they're often they're bringing it down. So often that causes people to tune out, to say, these ads aren't even talking about issues that are important to my life. And it just makes them very cynical. People have to understand the issues in order to make decisions. They have to understand what candidates actually stand for. Chamber is really leading the way and flooding the airwaves with misleading ads and just really obscuring who's holding the power and who's getting elected officials into office.
Short of a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United, What can citizens do to push for legislation to ensure disclosure and transparency in campaign spending? Can anything be done?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there are things that we can do. Public Citizen is also working on something called the Bright Lines Project, which is basically attempting to clarify what different tax-exempt groups are allowed to do. The Chamber is a tax-exempt group that's technically considered a social welfare group, and so it's supposed to spend less than 50% of its funds on political activity. But the lines get very blurry, and often the reality is different from what the laws seem to say or how certain people interpret the laws. So one thing that we've been pushing for is trying to get bright lines drawn to say these types of groups can do this and these other types of groups can do that. And I think it's important for people to take a step past seeing an ad on TV and try to learn a little bit more about who is running for office, and to really press on the city level and state level and the federal level for candidates to run without taking big corporate contributions and to really set an example. And it's a new thing and it's possible to do, but it takes engagement from people and really, volunteering and saying, like, this is the kind of candidate we want and we're going to support that, we're going to donate, we're going to volunteer. And I think that this is a huge issue and it's hard to see how to overcome it, but, after the election, there's a lot of work to do to organize our communities and to really express our power and pressure politicians to do the right thing, no matter who's in office.
That was Sam Jeweler, communications officer with Public Citizens U.S. Chamber Watch. Find links to the Dark Side of Citizens United report and related articles by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.